This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
A Dadsnet original podcast.
Welcome to the Dadsnet podcast. I'm Al. That is, of course,
JK. Hi.
JK. Hi. Hi. Right. Welcome back. It's, are you having a good week? How's your week?
Week's been all right, yeah. It's bloody cold.
Really cold. All of a sudden.
Yeah.
Well, Louis, my stepson, 19, has gone travelling, so he's now sending us photos of him on the beaches in Thailand and wherever else he is.
Oh, wow.
Whilst we're layered up.
Oh, he got to travel. Yeah. I never got to travel.
I know. Also, I've been doing a lot of watching football in this weather. So my toes are cold, my knees are cold, my thighs are cold, my willy's cold, my nipples are cold, my head's cold. Everything's cold because you're just standing watching someone playing football in 0 degrees.
Anything warm?
No. I've got stuff on, but it's not enough. We're just standing still.
You were the one that took the piss out of my heated gilet. Definitely. The other day.
Yeah, you wore it indoors.
Yeah, but get it on.
I need one of those.
They need to be tight-fitting.
everything's tight-fitting. I also saw one of these. It was like a tent.
Yeah.
You know the tents that you get around toilets when you're camping?
Yes.
It was like one of those, but it was clear perspex.
I've seen them.
Rubbish for toilet, but great for watching football in the rain.
You set it up, sit in it and watch.
Yeah. And it's like 360 clear perspex. Or
you've got to do it and just film people's reactions.
Genius. It's genius.
Got to do that.
It's genius.
And what else has been going on with you? Anything?
Oh, not much, to be honest. Not much other than that.
No?
No. So instead of just talking about our non-exciting lives.
Nothing's happened. Nothing.
Let's get into the show. We've got three features. We're going to go back to date night, which is about relationships. Yes,
remember. Right. It's not just date night.
We're going to talk about how wouldn't life be boring without kids? A couple more stories.
Yep. Okay.
But before we do that, we've asked AI some questions to see whether AI is a better parent than us.
It's a scary result as well.
Mm-hmm. First question, how do you get toddlers to stop picking their nose?
Dip their fingers in chili sauce.
Bad parent. Right, AI said this. Getting toddlers to stop picking their nose can be a common challenge, as it's a behaviour that often emerges as a result of curiosity or as a soothing mechanism.
Yeah.
Here are some tips to help discourage nose picking in toddlers. This is legit what they said.
Okay.
I just copied and pasted this. First one. Model good behaviour.
Shut up.
Stop picking your nose, Jay. You're the reason he's doing it.
No. I love a good nose right round. I do.
I know. I mean, they must, that's the thing. They must pick it up from
us.
The next one is explain and teach. In simple terms, explain to your toddler that picking their nose is not a good habit.
It's not. But why do you do it, Daddy? Because I like it. Oh, it's a vicious circle.
Yeah. The next point, use positive reinforcement. Praise your child when they refrain from picking their nose. So when they're not picking their nose, tell them well done for not picking your nose.
But then you remind them that they haven't picked their nose.
I'm just saying, this is what AI says. The next one, provide alternatives.
Which are?
I don't know whether they mean snacks.
What? Do your ear instead? What?
Do your ear. Pick your bum.
Yeah, pick your... Good scratch up the ass. That's what you want.
It says, give your toddler a tissue or a handkerchief.
Okay.
Encourage them to blow their nose. The next one, next point, keep their nails trimmed.
What, just in case?
I think don't keep their nails trimmed.
Yeah.
And then when they cut their nose to shreds, that'll stop them.
Also, kids' nails, right? Can you explain to me how they've got such filthy nails when they haven't been out in the garden or done anything to get that dirt? How?
Because their fingers are there.
Because their fingers are there.
Yeah. Next one, identify triggers. Something is triggering their nose picking.
Boredom.
I guess
it is.
Good God. Good God. The last three, I'll just rattle through these because they're still funny. Create distractions.
Boo!
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I shoved my finger further up.
Yeah. Why does your child watch so much YouTube? Because otherwise they'll pick their nose.
Yeah.
Next one, maintain a healthy environment. keep the air in your home moist with a humidifier to prevent dry nasal passages, which may reduce the urge to pick.
No, I'll use a dehumidifier if I've got mold in my house. I'm not using it to stop my kids pick their nose. Shut up, AI.
There you go. And then the last one was be patient and consistent. Changing habits takes some time.
Wow. Okay.
There you go.
There's a few things in there they've got. There's a few.
Right, the next question we asked AI was, how come my children can be dressed by 8 a.m., yet by 10 past 8 a.m., one of them will somehow have lost one of their socks they were previously wearing?
Yeah.
How does that happen? I mean, we have, I reckon, 40 individual socks in a basket at home.
40.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
That's pretty good, isn't it? AI says that the reason for this mystery sock going missing within a 10-minute window in the morning is due to, number one, a lack of focus.
True.
But it's a kid.
I find it very hard to focus.
Exactly. Number two, independence and exploration. They are exploring. What happens when you lose a sock?
Oh, shut up.
Toddlers and young children are often exploring their independence. They may take off items of clothing out of curiosity or a desire to do things on their own. I put this on my own. I'll take it off on my own. Number three, sensory preferences. They might like one sock on, one sock off.
Actually, that's a very good point. It might be.
Yeah, if you've got a child at home doing this with one leg, right? With no sock on, there's sensory problems.
Yeah, I just like the way it feels.
Yeah, exactly. Number four, expressing discomfort. That sock's uncomfortable. That sock's one's fine.
Fair enough.
Yeah, fussy. Attention-seeking behaviour.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, most of the time, they've got your attention because you're running around after them going, put your sock on.
Where is the sock? You had it 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Learning through action. Children learn through the actions, and the cause and effect relationship of removing socks can be intriguing to them. Do you know what the cause is? And do you know what the effect is? Everyone being late.
Everyone.
And then being pissed off.
Yeah, yeah.
And the last one, playfulness. They're just having a game.
Have you put dogs in there?
No.
Like,
oh, dogs chewing it off.
Stealing it.
Yeah, exactly. To address this issue, you might consider the following, Jay.
Yep.
Make dressing time more engaging or fun to keep their attention.
They just get dressed.
A race. I do race Ted sometimes. If he is faffing around, I will say race.
Well, that makes him go quicker, doesn't
it? Yeah. Ensuring the clothing is comfortable and not too tight. Offering choices where possible to empower them with the dressing process. Would you like one sock or two today?
Oh, just go for one then, Daddy. Thanks.
Yeah, great. No, using socks with appealing colours or characters.
Christmas socks.
I've got a pair of Scooby-Doo socks. And when I put them on, Jen says to me, ow, you're wearing Scooby-Doo socks. How old are you?
Ick.
It's an ick.
Yeah.
It's an ick. And establishing routines. AI, helpful. Right, last AI question.
Ish. Come on in quick.
If I train my kids to say please and thank you to Alexa and Google, will their lives be spared in the upcoming AI apocalypse?
I didn't realise we were having one.
Well, AI says teaching children to be polite and to use manners, including saying please and thank you, is a positive and important aspect of their social development. However, it's crucial to clarify that AI devices like Alexa and Google Assistant are tools created by humans to perform specific tasks. It then goes on and says the idea of an AI apocalypse where artificial intelligence becomes a threat to humanity is more of a speculative concept found in science fiction rather than a realistic concern based on current technology.
It would say this. It's AI.
It would say that. Exactly.
It's throwing us off the scent.
Exactly. That's like me saying, I don't know.
I'm not going to kick you right now. Oh, kitchen.
Yeah, you bastard. Of course you'd say that. Yeah, exactly. While it's good to instill politeness and respect in children, the idea that saying please and thank you to AI devices will affect their behaviour in a hypothetical AI apocalypse scenario. It's more of a humorous take than a practical consideration. In reality, the responsible development and deployment of AI technologies... Oh, I'm bored. But...
Every morning...
Grandma's happy.
We tell Alexa to put on the morning lights. Okay, so it's morning lights. That's it. So we've now given that job to our 6-year-old daughter, Luna. Yeah. So this morning, Luna came down and went, Alexa, morning lights. And it went, we don't have Stringify. She went, Alexa, stop. And then she said,
fuck off.
She tried.
Alexa, piss off. Luna.
She did it one more time. She went, Alexa, what is the point in you?
What did Alexa say? Did it just start smoking?
It started replying. Yeah, it was like, well, the point of me, I am a smart device. But I'm like, even like my six-year-old.
What you should do as well is you can set commands. So you should say, Alexa, morning lights. Lights come on. And then you should also set the command of thank you to turn them off.
Oh,
so,
right.
So then you go, Alexa, morning lights. Ping, thank you. Enough AI, let's move on. Let's go back to date night.
Date night. Nothing necessarily to do with date nights. It's just to do with relationships.
Yes. To clarify.
Not confusing things.
This one, we asked our audience on Dadsnet. If you want to join Dadsnet, search it up. It's on Facebook. Well, it's pretty much everywhere. Just search up Dadsnet.
Yep.
What things did you not know about your significant other until you got married?
Okay. Right.
Is that
so? Is this things that maybe potentially have annoyed you?
Well,
or just anything in general.
It could just be anything, but you'd think that by the time you get married, you'd know each other pretty well.
Yeah.
Unless you're on Married at First Sight.
All right. So what do we got?
Okay. So the first one. This is from a guy called Dave, and he says, "Before we got married, I loved how sarcastic she was. After we got married, I realised she wasn't sarcastic at all. She was just mean."
Are you sure? Are you just not a little bit needy there? Yeah.
He then says, "We are still happily married, though."
Sarcasm. Who would have thought it actually turned out to be meanness?
Exactly. This is from a guy called, I don't know how you pronounce that, so I'm not going to try. He says this: "I didn't know my wife can speak French. We were on holiday last February in Papeete, Tahiti, French Polynesia. Don't really know where that is, but I guess they speak French.
Yeah.
And my wife starts talking French to everyone in French.
I mean, that must be quite hot.
We've been married 25 years.
That would be quite cool though, wouldn't it?
Imagine if, all of a sudden
she starts talking French. Yeah. And French is a sexy language.
Yeah.
I mean, that is cool.
That's like getting married again.
You got married twice.
It's like, if you just say, it's like having an affair.
Yeah.
If you speak French to me, babe.
Yeah.
It's like a new person.
I don't know how she'll react to that. Try it, see what happens, but that's cool.
How did you not know, though?
I like that.
How did you not know? And the last one, this is from a guy called Jamal. My wife can make balloon animals, and I never knew it. One day, we were sitting at home with the kids, and after I brought home the wrong type of balloons, out of nowhere, she twists up a dog.
Fantastic.
Then a monkey.
Wow. What about the swan? The swan's a popular one.
Don't know how talented she was. I mean, that's... monkey and a dog could be pretty good.
Which one would you prefer? The wife who spoke French or the wife that can do animal balloons? Because the animal balloons is really handy in party situations.
Yeah, the French is handy in any French situation.
But I would say you have more. There's going to be more kids' parties than there are you travelling to France.
I'll tell you what, you take the balloon lady and I'll take the sexy French woman.
I'm all right with my surprised Irish dancing wife. Thanks very much.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go.
I think I came home once to her dancing and cleaning at the same time. She's an Irish dancer. Well, I think I've got a video of it somewhere.
Whatever gets you through life.
Well, no, it's good.
Go. Right, this one is from Lee. So when my 24-year-old son was around 8, we were driving on a motorway whilst on holiday. My son needed to pee.
Right.
You know where this is going.
Yep.
But he had just gotten on the road, and I didn't really want to stop. My wife was driving, so I was the one that held an empty bottle for him to go in. We hit a little bump on the motorway that caused his unit to slip out of the bottle.
Oh no.
I was looking over the front seat of the car whilst helping him. When he became dislodged from the bottle, I got a face full of spray and he was laughing so hard that he couldn't stop the flow. It got on the roof of the car, all over my clothes, the seat and in my mouth.
Wow. Well, a couple of tips here. Keep your mouth closed at all times. Do you want a genuine tip for road trips? Right. When you go to, let's say you stop off at the service station, little tip for you. Innocent smoothies. You know the big ones? Yeah. Look at the look at the size of the hole in a smoothie bowl.
Yeah, still not big enough for me.
I'm talking about kids.
Oh yeah, it'd be fine.
A lot easier to pee.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Just putting it out there.
Maybe they thought about that when they were designing their bottles.
Well, maybe.
Anyway, Lee, you wanted a nice, relaxing, boring car journey. Your dad spiced it up a bit, didn't he? Right, last one. This is anonymous. One day, I was trying to teach my six-year-old about the importance of saving money. Well done.
Good.
I explained how a bank works and why we save. The next day, I found him trying to deposit his pocket money by slipping coins into the CD slot of my laptop. He thought it was an ATM. I didn't know whether to laugh or cry at his innocence and my potentially ruined laptop.
I mean, who in 2024 has a CD in their laptop? That's the first thing I've got.
It must have been a few years ago.
I think it might have been, yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to push this 50 pence coin in my floppy disk drive. Again, it ain't nice from 1995.
Oh,
so there you go. Wouldn't life be boring without kids, eh?
It'd be less expensive.
It would be less expensive. Only one laptop. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to the Dadsnet podcast, or watching if you're on the video. Rate, download, subscribe, leave a comment. Ask questions. If you're on Spotify, you can ask questions now. Do you know that?
Didn't know that.
So if you do listen on Spotify, drop us a question. Yeah, send us any of your stories in the comment sections or whatever. We always like to have a read.
Have a good week.
A Dadsnet original podcast.